You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee's health department is pushing back against statements from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He said federal teams are aiding the city's response to lead paint hazards in schools. City officials clarify that no such federal support has been provided, with only a short CDC visit unrelated to the school crisis. The city continues to address the lead emergency without the CDC's childhood lead poisoning experts, who were laid off in recent federal cuts. Randy Bryce, the iron worker, Milwaukee native, and Army veteran, who faced Brian Stile in a first congressional district contest back in 2018, is running for Congress again. Bryce, who made his announcement yesterday, says he's stepping up to defend Social Security, Medicare, and local jobs. We're a year out from our next Wisconsin Supreme Court election, and a familiar face in Madison is running. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up next year. She's already announced she's running to keep her seat. And now Chris Taylor will challenge her. Taylor was a lawmaker representing Madison, then a Dane County judge, and now she's a judge on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals.
I have really focused my entire 30-year legal career as an attorney, as a legislator, and as a judge on protecting people's freedoms, protecting people's rights. I want to continue to do that kind of work as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court race this year became the most expensive in American history. Liberal Justice Susan Crawford won with a 10-point lead over conservative Brad Schimmel. But next spring, the election will not determine the majority on the bench.
Taylor appeared yesterday on the Maggie Dawn Show. You can recap that interview at WAUKradio.com. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and it's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the fourth season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first two seasons. Although the third season was not as critically acclaimed as the first two, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager, John Landau, and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening, and it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. The former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get another quarter inch or more by the time things wind down late tonight. Today, it will be cloudy. A little breezy by later this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Showers tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.